Leaf. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Friday the 13th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Yesterday's shooting at West Bloomfield Township Synagogue, which became national news, slammed the brakes on the kickoff party for a Republican state Senate candidate whose wife taught school at Temple Israel. Brian Berman said he had planned to hold his campaign kickoff party for his 13th Senate district bid last night at a nearby Aurora Italian restaurant until he heard someone had driven a vehicle into the Jewish place of worship. His wife, Stacy Berman, teaches at the school and was directly affected. Ryan said, posting by Facebook last night, "I was on the scene pretty quickly and still was here helping out. Luckily, no one was seriously injured, but it's been very crazy and chaotic. We had to account for all the children and reunite them with their parents while things are just now starting to settle down. My car is trapped with traffic and emergency vehicles, and we won't be leaving anytime soon. While I do like the idea of letting a terrorist win by changing our lives or our schedule, my first instinct is always to put others ahead of myself. So I'm still here helping out and helping with the temple staff, and I'm not worried about my own event. Not to mention, all the desserts Stacy had made are now locked down here at the crime scene." Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard said a gunman rammed his car into the synagogue located on Walnut Lake Road, West Bloomfield Township, Michigan, shortly before 1 p.m. yesterday. Opened fire on the temple and was exchanging gunfire with security guards before he was killed. Sheriff Bouchard said at some point the vehicle caught fire. No kids, no staff were injured whatsoever. No victims other than the one lead security person who was hit by the car initially was taken to the hospital for treatment, noting that the guard is expected to fully recover. Today's shooting elicited statements from Southeast Michigan-based political figures who have been particularly vocal about Jewish-Arab relations. U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, Democrat from Detroit, said in her social media post that the reports about the Temple Israel synagogue and school shooting are horrifying, and that she was praying for everyone. Governor Gretchen Whitmer put out a statement: "Michigan's Jewish community should be able to live and practice their faith in peace." anti-Semitism and violence has no place in Michigan. Attorney General Dana Nessel echoed that sentiment, saying in her statement, anti-Semitism has no place in Michigan and cannot be tolerated. In moments like these, it's more important than ever that we come together, stand with our neighbors, confront hate wherever and whenever it appears, and help build stronger communities. Other lawmakers echoed basically that sentiment, although authorities have not yet confirmed that the attempted attack was inspired by anti-Semitism. U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed said that he was horrified and heartbroken to hear the news yesterday. To my Jewish sisters and brothers, you have a right to worship in peace. You have a right to send your kids to the synagogue in the morning and know that they'll come home safely at night. And you have the right to know that your religious identity and faith practice are respected. There's no room for anti-Semitism in America. So today and every day, I'm standing in solidarity with all of you and all of us who value our right to pray, how we choose to pray against anti-Semitism and hate in all of its forms. Fellow U.S. Senate candidate Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, close by in the Oakland County area, expressed gratitude that the children, the clergy, and the staff at Temple Israel are safe, and for the first responders and security guards who ran toward the danger. This is not a moment to offer thoughts and prayers and move on. This is a moment to look at each other in the eye and say, this is not normal, and we will not accept it as normal. Jewish Michiganders should be able to go to school, go to their synagogue, and celebrate holidays, drop off their kids at preschool without wondering whether or not today is the day that the unthinkable happens. This is the bare minimum of what it means to live in a free country. We are not meeting those standards. Things need to change. So basically, one campaign had to table their, cancel, postpone their event, and the politicos got opportunities to basically say the same thing. Now, another story that I've been following very closely is how many ballot proposals will we have on our ballot this year? One of the ballot petition drives, MI Kids. Well, they made an announcement yesterday that they're suspending their campaign because through all their efforts, they've only been able to collect 250,000 signatures, far short of the 446,198 that they would need to require to obtain in order for their petition ballot initiative to be on the ballot this November. Their ballot proposal proposed an add-on 5% surcharge in the form of income tax. Residents, single filers earning more than $500,000 a year or $1 million for a joint tax filer would have to pay the surcharge additional income tax of 5%. The money would go directly to the kids for education. President Rochelle Crow Hercher said, we are inspired by the thousands of Michiganders who dedicated their time and energy to this campaign, gathering 250,000 signatures. However, we owe it to our volunteers to be realistic about what is achievable to qualify for the ballot this year. Unfortunately, we do not see a path forward to getting the needed signatures to make it on this year, 2026 ballot. In a press release, Invest in My Kids organizers expressed that the campaign will resume later this year. Prior to that, they are sharing with volunteers opportunities to participate in state capital advocacy days and to campaign for local millage proposals that would increase funding for schools at the county levels. The president of Invest in My Kids said, "Our work is far from over. We know that our schools and our communities are going to be facing serious cuts in the next couple of years, but there are brave and committed people in every county across this state who are ready to stand up and fight for a better future for our kids. We built this campaign to create a lasting movement beyond any one election year, and we are just getting started." Well, so far for this 2026 election cycle, constitutional amendment efforts require 446,198 valid signatures to appear on the ballot in November. Earlier this month of March, Americans for Citizens Voting, Michigan, submitted 750,000 petition signatures to require voters to prove their U.S. citizenship and provide photo ID ahead of voting in the next presidential election, 2028. Well, in response to the news, Jace Bolger from the West Michigan Policy Forum said, "This horrible proposal would have been terribly damaging to Michigan's pursuit of success. It would have crippled small businesses seeking to grow and offered no promise to help our kids learn and improve. Simply put, this was an out-of-state special interest which was seeking to import their dangerous agenda to Michigan, and Michigan residents said no thank you by declining to sign the petition. Though they may try to parachute back into Michigan again, we will remain dedicated to policies that will actually grow Michigan, help workers, and teach our children." So thank God that ballot initiative is dying for this year and will not be on our ballot in November. Basically, a 5% surcharge of income tax on folks making good money. Had it been on the ballot, had it passed, amended our state constitution, a lot of very wealthy individuals would probably have left our state. Final segment, hour number one, short break. We'll be right back.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life.
Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Friday the 13th. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulties. High winds here at my location as well as out at the transmitter site. But we'll try to get through it and hopefully it's recording okay and we'll be able to be rebroadcast throughout the weekend. Gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan formally launching his signature collection drive yesterday in Detroit under rules that are more lenient than those being followed by his Republican and Democratic opponents due to a 2021 court decision. John James, Republican, Jocelyn Benson, Democrat, and other candidates seeking to appear to be on their August party primary ballot need to file between 15,000 and 30,000 valid signatures by 4 p.m. on April 21st. This is according to that law as well as the court's decision 5 years ago. However, candidates running with no party affiliation for the November 3rd general election, like Duggan, running as an independent, even though he is a Democrat, need to file only 12,000 to 60,000 signatures by 4 p.m. on July 16th. This large range of signatures is a fairly recent development and departure from state law, which had been 30 to 60,000 signatures for statewide independent candidates. Technically, Duggan filed as no party affiliation. That loophole in the election law makes things much easier for him to get on the ballot in November. Bureau of Elections manual reports the 12,000 number, while the state law says 30,000. Duggan even brought this up yesterday during his kickoff of his campaign. Benson is Secretary of State, head of our elections, and is running against me as a Democrat. Do you see what they're trying to do? Duggan asked the crowd. So is it 12,000 or is it 30,000? How many signatures are we going to get? Well, the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen, is 40,000. We're going to turn in so many that people who profess to love democracy won't be tempted to try to kick me off the ballot. Why the different numbers? Well, in 2018, Assistant Attorney General Christopher Graveline made a run for Attorney General as an independent. It wasn't until after the endorsement conventions that he concluded that neither Democrat Dana Nessel nor Republican Tom Leonard represented his values. Graveline started collecting signatures on June 4th of 2018 with 231 volunteers, as well as hiring a paid signature gathering firm. It showed up at the Bureau of Elections by the July 19th deadline with 14,157 signatures, basically less than half of the 30,000 required by the state statutes. Bureau of Elections refused to accept his signatures. They said he didn't have enough. So Graveline took the matter to federal court. He said the arguably high signature requirement burdened his fundamental rights under the First and 14th Amendments. And in federal court, he won. The court ordered Graveline to be placed on the ballot. Well, he was crushed at the ballot box, losing with only getting 69,889 votes in the November general election. That's 1.69% of the total of what actually was the vote total for that year. But his case continued through the federal court system. And until March of 2021, the U.S. Court of Appeals agreed with Judge Victoria Roberts, ruling that the 30,000 number was too high of a floor for an independent candidate to meet. The court set the minimum number at 12,000 and said it must remain at that level until the legislature passes a new law adjusting it. Well, Huntington attorney Peter Rudell, who is not representing any gubernatorial candidate at this point, agreed with the court's decision. So nothing else has changed. The court didn't change the deadline dates. They also didn't change the requirement that more than 15% of the signatures could come from one congressional district, which the Michigan Supreme Court held that rule was invalid, unconstitutional burden on voter initiative actions. While Rudell said, this is all academic. I expect the Duggan campaign to file well in excess of 30,000 signatures. And Duggan said publicly, they are setting a goal of 40,000. His formal collection kickoff started yesterday, passing out clipboards and several petition sheets to those attending. Very interesting story. We'll continue to follow it. Meantime, history lesson in our second hour next with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to